Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, your story today has to do with Representative Chris Gibson and his issue with Rob Astorino running for governor.
Gibson says, look, you know, anyone who's going to run for governor, Republican and Democrat-heavy New York State, really is going to need 2 years to do it, to raise the money and get enough support. That would mean running and starting and declaring in 2017 for the 2018 election. The only problem is Rob Astorino says he's likely to run for re-election as county executive in 2017. So it seemed like Gibson's way of saying, well, there's no way he can run for county executive and then turn around and run for governor. Gibson, of course, is retiring at the end of 2016 from his congressional seat and says he would decide in early 2017 whether to run for governor.
From Chris Gibson, we head to the issue of a war with Uber and letters being sent to Governor Cuomo. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Mayor de Blasio had a war with Uber in New York City. He wanted to slow down its growth for a year and ended up losing that fight. But at the time, the governor said the state may jump in and regulate the whole Uber ride-sharing industry, saying it could be a statewide issue. Well, now you have about seven lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats, who have sent letters to the governor. They're from Rochester, Syracuse, and the Albany areas, saying, hey, we want ride-sharing. We want Uber and Lyft because we don't have mass transit opportunities the same way New York City does, and that would work really well for our communities.
While she did attend the speech to the joint session of Congress, New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, well, there's some questions about why she hadn't spent time with the Pope in New York City as well.
Yeah, Gillibrand was not among the elected officials who greeted the Pope at St. Patrick's Cathedral on Thursday. She also wasn't at the Ground Zero, the 9/11 memorial ceremony, and other things as well. It raised eyebrows. She only ended up going to one event in Harlem. People questioned why. Her people say she was sick, that she did go to the congressional speech and then was able to make one event, but that an illness forced her to miss everything else. But at one point, while the Pope was at St. Patrick's, she did send out a fundraising effort for her PAC that helps women across the country, using the congressional effort to defund Planned Parenthood as the hook.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Joins us on Mondays for more, nydailynews.com. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.